Number 138. The Plumber's Mother. I'll never forget the story my plump grandfather, who was a plumber, told me on my 16th birthday, as I was studying plane geometry. It was about his grandmother. He grew up in a plebeian Irish family. His father made plummets, plums, and other things made of lead. His mother was a pluralist. She not only plucked chicken plumage with pliers at their neighbors, but she also plowed their plot of land as well. Sometimes she would hide plumes in the pleats of her skirts and take them home to decorate the plaster on the walls. One day, as his mother was plodding through the forest on her way to the plaza, a group of bandits attacked her and plundered the plethora of goods she was planning to sell for her employer, including a plaque of unusual plasticity. She pleaded with them to give them back, but they refused. She explained that the items were too plush to be hers, and that someone in the plutocracy would put them in jail for their wrongdoings. They jokingly gave her a plaudit and ran off towards the plateau beyond the woods. It was plangent to have had a plentitude of goods stolen. How would she describe her unfortunate plight to her employer? She imagined every plausible ploy her boss could possibly come up with. Would her boss tie her up to the plinth in the yard with pliable rope to give her a pleonastic lecture on being more careful? Would she make her walk the plank on a ship so that she could plunge herself in the cold water to die amongst the plankton? Would she hire other bandits to poach the animals on her land to pay off the debts she would now have? Would she ask the other citizens to take part in a plenary plebiscite that would decide her fate? Would she even send her to outer space to die on another planet? In the end, she decided she would have to simply tell the truth. As she walked up to her boss, her pliant knees continued to shake. Her boss asked her what was the matter. In a feeble voice, she told her boss every little detail of the day. Her platonic boss responded with platitudes. "I live a life of plentitude. Those things are not so important to me." She couldn't believe her ears. From that day on, she made a pledge to herself to always tell the truth.